This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
She said a few months ago, our vets are being taken care of just fine. She said, no, it's over-exaggerated. I know the vets. I think I have tremendous support with the vets. Raised a lot of money and gave a lot of money to the vets. I will tell you something. The vets are not being taken care of well at all.
Wow. So vets, the issue, and of course, Trump taking the opportunity to let everyone know what he says is Hillary's point of view. We're going to hear a lot of this in the next few months leading up to the election. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're going to zig and zag in a few different directions. The Olympics opening ceremony starts on Friday is the opening ceremony, so the Olympics kick open. That's at 7:30 Eastern, but what will people be talking about when it comes to Rio? I guess the Zika, is that scaring people off or not? What's happening as far as robberies and problems with that, and then the favelas, does Rio have its act together, is the bottom line. I say this, why do you want to host an Olympics if you can barely afford it? You look at what's happened in some other countries, and there's always this excitement to, and I understand it, there's this excitement to hosting the Olympic Games, and this is a first in, you know, South America, but boy, it sure is expensive, and it is, I mean, listen, it's a headache with the security that you have to supply, with what goes on behind the scenes, with the money that has to be poured into pouring concrete. What are you going to do with those facilities once the Olympics go away? We've seen that turn into a bitter pill for some of the host cities. But for now, it's all fun and games, and let's hope that it's a very up games, and I think it will be. It's keeping the athletes safe and making sure that the people who arrive in Rio are able to maneuver around and pack their patients, because the traffic there's not much you can do about that. The traffic is crazy, awful. And most people realize when you go into that city that this is one of the things you combat. There's just certain places where it's very rare that you're not going to be stuck in the middle of traffic in a really large metropolitan area anyway. And so the answer to the question is what I just said. You have to pack your patients. That's for sure, because you're not going to get from point A to B swiftly. That's one thing. There's no question about that. Since we're opening up and we're coming off of a weekend, first, I hope you had a fabulous weekend. Maybe you escaped and you unplugged and you actually got some balance in your life. How many of us have balance in our life? Raise your hand if you do. I have those special glasses where I can see across the country. In my unofficial poll, I see that, only 30% of us have balance in our lives. Now, I wonder why we can never, ever unplug. I had a friend who's a speaker, a pretty big-time speaker, and he had a big event that he was getting ready for, and he said that he just completely unplugged from social media. And for an entire month, did not do anything on a Facebook or a Twitter or anything like that, and said it was at first like he was getting out of an addiction, and then he felt pretty good about it. And was going to figure a way to try to make this part of the whole balance situation. Donald Trump without Twitter, I can't imagine that. I think that wherever he goes, whether he is running for president or not, there would be Twitter somewhere close by. Of anybody, politically speaking, he is absolutely the biggest tweeter around. And that's where he reacts. He uses Twitter as a tool to react and be proactive in getting out his name with whatever he wants to attach it to. He's kind of the model of what you could do with Twitter, watching what he's been, you know, what he's been able to do with it. And over the weekend, it was kind of like that. It was the back and forth between Hillary and Trump and Hillary's tweets, but not as much as Donald Trump does. That's where you get the most firing or ammunition that is locked, loaded, and ultimately put out there is what comes out of Trump's Twitter. Yeah, there's no question about that. None. Right? So at the end of the day, what kind of a day was it starting the week, coming off of a weekend that was relatively quiet? Most of the conversation around Trump is centered around the parents of a Muslim U.S. Army captain who was killed in Iraq, and that has definitely put some strains with the top of the Republican Party and Donald Trump on the precarious relationships because of the Khan remarks. And this is the, I'll call him a captain. He was a captain. This is a captain who died serving the country. So it struck a nerve with a lot of people. Even Senator John McCain, a Vietnam War hero, said that Mr. Trump's nomination did not mean he had unfettered license to defame those who are the best among us. And this had to do with what he had to say about the Muslim war hero Khan. And I believe that there will be more criticism that way. For Hillary Clinton, she got a post-convention bounce. The latest poll had her leading 52% to 43%. Do with that what you will. In the meantime, groups, scores of people in the Black Lives Matter movement released a platform of 6 demands. The list includes reparations for African Americans, an end to the death penalty, legislation to acknowledge the effects of slavery, and investment in education, mental health, and jobs programs. The University of Texas dedicated a memorial to the 17 people killed by a sniper 50 years ago in one of our first worst mass shootings. Since then, we've seen horrifically many more. And it's kind of a weird coincidence because today the Texas law kicked in permitting concealed firearms to be carried right there inside university buildings. And Harry Potter's back. The script from the London play Harry Potter and the Cursed Child went on sale over the weekend. The book doesn't have the special effects and all of that kind of stuff, but the book that is about the play is intriguing enough that people who are Harry Potter fans couldn't get enough of it. Doesn't it figure? Really. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and unplanned abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Feel it, even today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens to me. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. It's so cool, so hip, it's alright.
That doesn't mean we don't have challenges and problems. Of course we do. Right here at home and around the world. But I don't believe there is anything that Americans can't do if we make up our minds, because you know why? We are stronger together.
Hillary Clinton, stronger together. That's one of her messages. Like I said at the top of this, we'll be hearing this and that leading into the presidential debates, or up to the presidential debates. There's three of them. They start September 26th. That's the first one, October 9th, and then October 19th. I can't wait. This is must-see TV. It really is. Because now you have the two of them where you don't have control freaks that can do anything about it. So in other words, whatever comes out of their mouths, whatever happens, you can try to spin it, and the people around them can try to spin it, but it's all about how they handle it, and that's it. I mean, that's how the ball bounces. You get out there, you're doing the live thing, and there's not a net that somebody can throw you. So whatever Trump does, whatever Hillary Clinton does, it's there for everybody to see live and nationwide. So I like it. There's none of this self-editing because it's too impossible to do. There's no coaching to look to on the sidelines or any of that. It's you and the person you're debating to become the president of the United States. And let's hear it. Let's hear what they have to say, period. Boom. That's what I say. Let's hear it. Bring it. Bring it. All right, I've got some sad news if you are a fan of Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones is a pretty expensive extravaganza to put on. So they have narrowed or limited the amount of episodes they're going to do this upcoming year. And the Game of Thrones is going to end after 8 seasons. 8 seasons was the charm. So they did confirm, HBO confirmed, that this is it. They want to end the series in 73 hours. So that's 13 more episodes of the show. 2 truncated seasons. Season 7 of Game of Thrones will only run 7 episodes instead of the usual 10. And then Season 8's episode count hasn't been decided, but that's it. So 8 and done. It's like reading a book that you can't get enough of. In fact, I don't know if he's still hanging with us. He might have ran for a soda break. But Patrick Egdorf, the technical director of this particular show, is a fan of Game of Thrones. Patrick, did you hear that? After 8, we're done.
I can't believe it.
I can't either. It's like one of those things where you get hooked in and you want it to keep on coming, right?
Exactly. No, it's a great show, and I've enjoyed it so far.
Yeah, me too. So I guess writing those final episodes, you'd have to have some kind of really big bang.
I would assume so. I mean, everything's just going to explode in this next season, these few episodes that are left. And my idea, if, you know, HBO is listening right now, release this next season and then just finish it off with a movie.
Ah, that would be good. End with this season and then just do a movie so you can take 2 hours to sort of wrap it up, or however long the movie would be.
Exactly. Because, I mean, they're kind of half movies anyway, the episodes.
Yes. Yeah. So why not do that? I like it. That's a good suggestion. It is addicting. It's, Patrick has that addiction. I have that addiction. I didn't want to start watching it, and all my friends were watching it and talking about it and read the books, and I thought, I keep hearing the people they're talking about. I need to see who these people are. And then it really just took me one episode, and I was kind of hooked into it. I say this all the time. It's not like I have tons of moments in my day to watch or serial watch something, but I carved out time for that. That's for sure. You might have missed this as a very, very sad story, but a hot air balloon crashed over the weekend, and now there's a lot of speculation about what happened here. It hit the power lines. How could that happen? It was in Texas. There were newlyweds on board. It hit these power lines before the crash. No survivors. And when I first saw that headline, I thought, that is so odd. 16 people. So it must have been people that were traveling in a balloon that was designed for tourists, and to have that go down and no one survived. But if it hits power lines, that makes sense. So the pilot was killed, some newlyweds were killed, and what's really sad is this couple, Matt and Sunday Rowan, got married in February. And the father of the 5-year-old son, they had a 5-year-old son, so it was a previous marriage, said that, you know, hey, his wife, his ex-wife, is a very special person, and that they had hundreds and hundreds of friends. And what happened was the wife, the newlywed, bought the balloon flight for her husband as a birthday gift last year, and it had taken them a while to schedule it. So before she got on the balloon, she was texting, you know, messaging her mother, and soon after she took off, because you can imagine how excited she was, there was no pictures, none of that, so nobody knew that it had crashed, but that's exactly what happened. Ugh, just so awful. I mean, it's just one of those terrible, terrible freak things. And you look at the pilot, and he looks like a great, fun guy. So they found electronic devices. They found cameras. And this was a sunrise trip. So the ride was 5:45. They were at a Walmart parking lot. They rode in a van to the launch site. It was a one-hour flight at sunrise at 6:49. That's when they were ultimately supposed to go up. And then they were delayed. So the gondola, the basket that carries the passengers, came to rest below the power lines in a field. The actual balloon, which is what they refer to as an envelope, landed a quarter mile away. It's the most fatal hot air balloon crash in U.S. history. Previously, you have to go back to the early 90s, where six people were killed in Colorado. A couple of years ago, you had 19 people that crashed in Egypt, which was the world's, you know, was the deadliest in like 25 years, whatever it was. I mean, it's an unfortunate thing that you feel pretty safe, and yet we have these crashes. And what is it? Are there problems with the balloon? Are there regulations that aren't being met? I mean, what's happened that this balloon crashed? And it was so sad. Somebody had taken a picture of them when they took off. Just awful. Because, these are tourists. They're going up to see these great sights, especially the sunrise deal. And unfortunately, they hit this power line. The speculating begins, and who knows if it was just the power line thing or there was something else behind that, but it's just awful. Also, you might have missed this heading into the weekend. Melania Trump, there was photos of her that were published in the New York Post where she was naked because those photos were released. And Trump's communications director, Jason Miller, said that the nude photos of Melania Trump in the New York Post are nothing to be embarrassed about. Of course not. She looks gorgeous in the photos. I saw the photos. But it just goes to the whole idea of being, I suppose, presidential. Because she's definitely nude. There's no cover-ups. There's nothing that's really covered up there. And the Post printed it for the world to see, because that's, of course, what they do. Hey, coming up on this show, you might have missed it. We had a conversation with Tony Teal. I've had a bunch of you ask me if I would replay it, so I'm going to replay that fabulous interview with Tony Teal. I just heard Muskrat Love today when I was walking around the grocery aisles. Might have been a sign, because I knew that you were going to get to hear Tony Teal. So hang with us. That's coming up next here on America Tonight.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
He's in our virtual green room or something like that anyway. His name is A. Salisbury. He's creator and director of Everything's Okay, a 28-year-old cool dude from Brooklyn, Brooklyn filmmaker. And wait till you hear what he's done. It's awesome to chase your passion. That's why I thought it'd be fun to have him on. Hey, thanks for hanging with us.
Hey, nice to meet you. How are you doing?
Awesome. So tell us about Everything's Okay. Am I right? It's a live-action animated hybrid. I saw it, but I don't know how to describe it. Kind of a do-it-yourself deal. Am I right?
Yeah. Okay. So what we have is it's a world about New York City 10 years after fracking has caused the apocalypse. But the way that we could figure out how to actually create the world with our budget, just being who we were, we have this amazing art director, somebody I went to, a longtime friend, who's my roommate back at boarding school in high school. He created these miniature, very detailed cardboard sets made out of cardboard and garbage, with illustrating things that we couldn't possibly film, like New York City with the East River drained, and now it's a gulch, and more people are living at the bottom of it. And just everything about the environment, you can see the kind of handmade ridges of it and the materials that it's made out of. But we've painstakingly composited it over a year after we shot it. And so even though you're kind of confronted with the fact that it's clearly artifice, you still, your brain kind of doesn't fully let you not believe it. So what we have is something completely different. We're really excited about it.
Yeah, how did this idea pop into your head?
So I was taking a shower 2 years ago, and I was just thinking, what would happen if I didn't have access to this water? What would happen if everything that my whole feeling of comfort in my own home was negated by the fact that I couldn't drink the water? And then all of a sudden, I started thinking about, I live in Brooklyn, started thinking about all of New York City, what that would look like if there wasn't any physical presence of water whatsoever. All of a sudden, Manhattan was surrounded by these sweeping, barren canyons, and all of a sudden, this whole surreal topography took over in my mind. I started thinking about, well, if maybe there are other things wrong with the world. Maybe it's too hot. Maybe people need to live underground. Maybe most of the people are gone. What if, you know? And so all of these things about this world started coming into my mind, and you know, it was that coupled with a fear of the whole idea of that we might be jeopardizing our own water supplies with the way that we've handled fracking and all that, all sort of took over into this world that I started weaving into these scripts and started finding my friends who wanted to help me with it and building my team. And, yeah, I got to correct you. I'm not 28 anymore. I was 28 when I started the project. I'm 30 now. So we've spent about 2 years on it. From Kickstarter to post-production has taken about 2 years. So
that's funny. Kickstarter. So let's go back. You have this idea. It's great the way you described it, how it came into your head. You saw a vision. You got your buddies to help you. And 2 years to put the project together. As you started to assemble it, what did you do to save money? So you saved a little bit of money up, but what did you do? I'm imagining, of course, green screen, right? You know, Adobe well, that kind of stuff.
Where we saved the most money was in post-production. I came into directing by way of editing and also animation. I've done a lot of motion graphics animation, specifically in a program called After Effects. And so the idea of that program, it's kind of like an editor, except that it's designed to extract layers from all your footage. So we basically, it's a very expensive program to work in, but the fact that I could do weeks and weeks and weeks of work in that at no cost to us was probably the reason we were actually able to get it made for our budget. We ended up raising $23,000 on Kickstarter, and that went exclusively to the production, paying actors and everybody on set. You know, I didn't want to be one of those guys who asked everybody to work for free. So even though, you know, people weren't getting exactly what they were worth, I was able to pay everybody something. And we actually used union actors. We did the SAG-AFTRA contracts for everybody. The new media contract is a really flexible one. If you ever want to make a project with better actors than you get otherwise, at least more experience. First time I've ever worked with that. It was amazing. Really wonderful people to work with. Another cost-saving thing for us is we shot most of it in my apartment. All but 2 days of filming happened in my living room, which is not huge. We have like a 9-foot by 20-foot green screen, and so the 20 feet is like 10 feet of it go up towards the ceiling, and the other 10 feet are rolled onto the floor. And what you get with that is if you light that right and shoot that properly, you can actually completely create a whole different world around the actors that way. And so we just kind of digitally shrunk them down and put them on these miniature cardboard sets. So I'd say between the materials and the SAG after a new media contract and the location, and plus a free post production, that's how we got something made that you've never seen a web series that looks like this before, because it's way too expensive for anybody else to make it usually.
Love it. So tell me the reaction to now this project. It's exploded, hasn't it?
We just got back from the Cannes Film Festival in France, and we were at premiere our first episode, and we filled our room up and had just an incredibly enthusiastic reaction. People were so excited to see something like this. Everybody wants to know how it's made, and to me that's just a really great reaction, that it's not obvious that we just shot a bunch of garbage and put people on a green screen together, that there is a little something extra thrown in, that, you know, the details I put into the atmosphere really take people. people to this world that we've created. And I'm hoping this is just the beginning. We really want as many eyes to see this as possible, and that's why we're about 90% sure we're just going to release this ourselves pretty soon and just want to build our audience ourselves rather than selling it to a company. We just don't want to. This is a message that needs to get out there quickly, and we want to do that. We want to do that ourselves, and we're really excited.
So to do that yourself and to release it, would you use, and obviously Kickstarter worked for you, and you just described what that process was like. So now we know that social media has a lot of legs. Will you try to pump it out that way?
Exactly, and we're going to build our team on Twitter and Facebook. We already have an okay following for not having released any content yet. Basically, we have to make friends and make sure every friend shows their friends this show. And the idea is that if we can make something that's exactly what a certain group of people want to see, you know, I made something that's so weird and different, but is exactly what I wish was out there. And I'm hoping that there are other people that feel the same way. So we'll grassroots grow our audience, and it's something I've never had to do before, and I'm really excited to see that happen.
I love it. We'll pump it out everywhere we can for you. Once you really start that project, we will do it. I'll hit everyone I know and everybody I can, from my millennial crew to even older than that, as you say, a lot of people, because I watched it. It was phenomenal, and to have more eyeballs on it would be terrific. What do you ultimately have as the goal for this, that happens, that more people become aware of the whole fracking thing, et cetera?
Exactly, and also for it to be a platform for everybody who we've worked with to sort of show the industry at a higher level than they could before what they can do. You know, to be able to tell important stories, but also really dazzle people. And I've seen, I've kind of been watching the web series phenomenon take over, and it's fun to see people that wouldn't otherwise have a voice take one on, but there's something limiting about a bunch of 20-somethings making films about their romance in Brooklyn with a DSLR camera with shallow depth of field. They all kind of look the same, and I'm excited to put a different palette out there into the web series format.
I love it. Obviously you're focused on this, but do you have something else in the back of your mind that you want to work on, too, in the future?
I have a few shows in mind. I mean, I'm always thinking things. I don't want to tell you too much, but I've got an idea for a show called Time Dad, a time-traveling schlub who's left his family in order to find meaning in his life through the time continuum. And he's ultimately finding that nothing can replace what he's left behind.
Wow, I love it. I can only imagine. Oh, what an interesting guy you are. Ace Salisbury, we'll do everything we can, like we said, to help you get this project heard. Thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you so much.
About your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
How many times I have listened to Love Will Keep Us Together and a myriad of other songs by this next lady who is our special guest today. So thrilled she's in our virtual green room. We promised we would not play that song over and over again so she wouldn't have to hear her own work. But Toni Tenniel is with us, and she's written a memoir, and it is fascinating. I have to tell you, Toni, first of all, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thanks for having me on, Kate. I really appreciate it.
And I have to tell you, I had a quick little getaway where I was at the Venetian pool in Las Vegas, and I was reading your book. I was absorbing it, and I put it down for a second to go off and rinse off, and someone took the book, so I had to buy another copy. So I'm responsible for two copies. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm glad you got another copy. I don't know what to say about that.
Except for I think they wanted to read your book. I think that they saw it and they were so excited. They thought, well, she's probably done with that. I'll swipe it. So, you got to love
dear.
That. Absolutely.
It's a book.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk about your beginnings in music. How did you know you had that talent? When did that all start for you as a kid?
Well, my father was a singer, and my mother had musical talent. I just popped out singing, and, you know, there are four Tenniel sisters. I'm the oldest of the four, and every one of us sing. They all have lovely voices. It just was part of our musical life back as far as I can remember.
So you start off, you have your sisters, and you got a lot of great pictures of your sisters and your family in the book, too, by the way, I'll tell everyone. But you start to do that. Did you just know that your career would explode the way it did?
No, never. As I grew up and started started singing in Montgomery, Alabama, where I was born and raised, people would say, oh, you have such a great voice. That was kind of a big fish in a little pond. I had no illusions. I just sang because I loved it. And I remember one of the first songs I ever sang for people when I was in junior high school was a silly song called Abba Dabba Honeymoon, followed by Julie London's Cry Me a River. So you can imagine me singing that torch song at age 15. But people liked it, so, you know, what can I say? You know, I never thought I would have what would have happened that happened to me with Daryl, ever.
Yeah. So you meet Daryl Dragon, who's the captain, becomes your husband, all of that. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the beginnings of that relationship.
Well, Daryl and I met mainly because of a musical I had written with one of the directors at South Coast Repertory Theater in Southern California. It was an ecology-themed musical called Mother Earth. And it's a long story, but I'm just going to say it ended up as a professional production, and we opened it in San Francisco in 1971. And Daryl, we needed a new keyboard player because our regular keyboard player couldn't go to Los Angeles with the show. So Daryl flew up to audition for me, which is kind of funny. But I actually hired him to play keyboards for me. And then, later on, he was a Beach Boy for a long time. And he and I started working together in clubs and then also as a Beach Boy piano player. That was me. I was a beach girl, but they let me in anyway.
I bet that was fun. You probably have a lot of stories from those days.
I have some wonderful stories, and it really was fun, and it was very, very eye-opening to me because, you know, I was this kind of sheltered girl from Alabama, and I had never even been to a rock concert, much less been on stage playing in one. And I learned many, many lessons from my time with the Beach Boys. One was the responsibilities of a headliner, the business of music, you know, how much it costs to do this, that, and the other just to carry a touring band around, and dealing with groupies. Well, I don't have groupies, but they sure did, but fans and things. And it was a real eye-opener and a, very much an education for me when Daryl and I began to have our own success.
Then you start, you tour, you do all of that, and you elope. And you elope in a tiny mining town, Virginia City, Nevada, which I've actually been through there. If you blink, you're done. You're out of there. Did that surprise a lot of people? Did it surprise your family or no?
Well, you know, Daryl and I had been living together since 1972, and we were not married when we had our first hit. And I know it disturbed my mother, my Southern conservative mother, who would say to me all the time, Tony, when are you and Daryl going to get married? You just shouldn't be living together without being married. Well, I wanted to, but Daryl had really, he was very hard to read. He had not made any indications of loving me, you know. We had a relationship, but you read the book, so you know what it was like. So I think A&M, when Lovell Keeps Together hit the charts, our record company was very concerned that people would find out that we weren't married, although people thought we were. So they put out a press release saying that we were married on Valentine's Day, which was not. We weren't married, and we would never have chosen that day anyway. But we started getting letters from fans who would say, oh, you were married on Valentine's Day. That's so cute. And that's how we found out about it. So then, to top it off, this is so romantic, you're not going to believe this. Our accountant said, you know, Tony, if you and Daryl were married, he said that to both of us, you could pay a lot less taxes. So we flew up to Northern Nevada, drove to Little Virginia City, and got married kind of under the radar in the Silver Queen Saloon Wedding Chapel up there.
Wow. Unbelievable.
So that was our romantic wedding.
And you were together for a very long time, and people were shocked when you broke up, and you're very forthright about it. In the book, you talk about it, but people didn't really know what was going on in that relationship, right?
No, they didn't. And, you know, I have to say that I can never blame Daryl for any of this because he just is who he is. And he was raised in a very, very complicated and difficult family. His father was very much the dictatorial famous person. He was an Academy Award-winning film scorer. He was a symphony conductor. He recorded 25 albums for Capitol Records, and he was the epitome of the maestro. Handsome, lots of charisma, and he had lots and lots of fans, but he was very hard on his kids. They had three boys and two girls, and he was especially hard on the boys. He was very critical of them. There was some abuse going on, which I don't want to go into because there's still family members alive who think that Carmen hung the moon. But, and also Daryl's mother had a breakdown when she was in her 30s and suffered from clinical depression the rest of her long life. So he never learned love. He never was nurtured by anybody in his family. Never had that experience at all. And he kind of grew into himself. And of course, I had the complete opposite upbringing with lots of love, lots of support, and, you know, lots of good relationship. So I thought, okay, I can fix this guy. You know, I can go into this relationship and I can show him, teach him how to love, how to let some joy into his life. And I kept thinking how wonderful it would be for him and for me, of course, if I could do this. So that's how I started the relationship. And I'm stubborn. I'm a Taurus. I'll stick with something for a long time. And I worked on it for years and years and years and years and years before I finally realized it was never going to happen. I broke the cardinal rule. The rule is, you will never change a man. He's going to be what he's going to be, and you can't change him.
Boy, that is so true. I hope a lot of people are listening to that, because I know there are a lot of women that try to do the same thing.
Well, and I thought I could. I mean, I really, truly thought I could, and I just couldn't.
Yeah. The song that I mentioned at the top, of course, Love Will Keep Us Together, you'd probably be a billionaire every time somebody comes up to you and sings like a little ditty from that. Does that happen to you still? I bet it does.
Oh, yeah, it does. It does. And it always puts me in a very happy place when I hear that happen. I remember on one of the airlines many years ago, I guess it was during the 80s when I was singing with symphonies and big bands, and one of the flight attendants came up to me and she said, "Miss Tennille, would you come back to the galley? We want to show you something." And I thought, well, okay. So I went back there, and it was one of those large jumbo-type jets, and there were like four or five flight attendants. And they lined up in a row, and they started singing Love Will Keep Us Together, complete with choreography, which I just thought was wonderful. I mean, you know, you got to love stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely, of course. Of all the places that you got to go and people that you got to meet, I mean, I know this is a tough question. What's your favorite moment? Do you have one?
Oh, my gosh, there were so many. My favorite musical moment, I might say, was singing a duet of Torch songs with the great Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh.
That was, to me, and you can find it on YouTube. It's there. You just put in Tony Tennille, Ella Fitzgerald, and it'll come up. She was a guest on our special we called the Songbook Special in 1980, and I invited her to be my special guest, and I just was overjoyed when she accepted. And what I found out about her, Kate, as we worked together, was what a humble, lovely woman she is, or was. She's gone now, I'm sad to say. I remember when we did it was a 10-minute Torch song medley that we did together, and it was complicated. We did our first rehearsal together, and, you know, I was just going.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.